This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom aleichem, baruch haba. We're continuing Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. Please take a moment to view the premiere of You Could Make It Happen, B'Yameinu. After which, please sign up to commit yourself not to bring your phone into shul, so you don't delay even for one more minute the coming of the Geula. You don't want to have that on your shoulders. You want to be from among those who expedited the Geula. So make sure before Mincha today, don't wait till Maariv. Immediately after the Shir, put your name down among those who want to bring the coming of the Beis HaMikdash closer. Thank you very much. Simen Kuf Samach Hey Sif Aleph. Simen Kuf Samach Hey Sif Aleph. Din Ha'oseh Tzrachav Rois Lecha. The dinim of someone who does his needs. Someone who goes to the bathroom and now he wants to eat. This is a very interesting halachic quandary. Someone who comes out of the bathroom and they want to wash until Siyadayim. It's Shabbos. Don't say you don't wash. On Shabbos you wash at least three times. Two times is not good enough. Mezoinos is not good enough for Shabbos. I don't know if I ever mentioned that. It doesn't work. Doesn't work for anybody. If your mother's not Jewish, it works. You could eat mezoinos for Shal Shudas if you're not Jewish. But if you're Jewish, you have to wash for Shal Shudas. And what if you went to the bathroom right before? So the quandary is like this. You have to say Asher Yatzar. You have to wash your hands for coming out of the bathroom. And you have to wash your hands for bread. So what exactly are you going to do? You're going to wash your hands for bread. Then what? You're going to make an Asher Yatzar. Then you're being mafsik before you say Netil Siyadayim. You're going to say Anetil Siyadayim. But then you're delaying the recitation of Asher Yatzar. So you say, I'll wash my hands twice. I'll wash my hands for Asher Yatzar. And then what? You're going to wash again for Netil Siyadayim? You can't make a bracha anymore on Netil Siyadayim. Your hands are already clean. So this is a very difficult halachic quandary that we're about to see. It says the Shulchan Aruch, someone who does their needs, and he wants to eat, yitol shtei pa'amim. You should wash twice. Al harishoina mevarich asher yatzar, v'al harishniya mevarich al netil siyadayim. You wash twice. On the first one you say asher yatzar, and on the second one you say al netil siyadayim. V'im eino yroitza lita al pamachas, but if you only want to wash once, la'achar sheshafach pamachas al yadav, u'meshavshef yivarich asher yatzar, then after you washed once and you rubbed your hands together, you could say Asher Yatzar. V'acher kach b'shas niguv yivarech al netilas yadayim. Then when you dry them, you say al netilas yadayim. Okay, we'll see what this means. Says the Mishnah Brura, ha'isa tzrachav kasav b'shla dekal adam yivdoik atzmai lipanois koidem hanatila. V'chein kasav b'sefer seder hayom. The Shla writes, before you wash your hands for hamoitzi, you should check yourself if you have to defecate. Say, I don't really have to. You didn't check. You should check. You should, now what does it mean to check? See if you need to. See if you need to. It's for many reasons. One of the reasons is, before you put in more fuel, you need to make sure the tank is empty. It's for health reasons. Also, halachically, you don't want to put yourself in a situation where in the middle of the meal, you're going to have to go, and then you're going to have to make another bracha. Okay. Siv katan beis. Yitol shtei pa'amim. You should wash twice. This is very important. Dim yitol pa'machas. Because if you only wash once, v'yivorech mitchila asher yatzar, then you're being mafsik with the Asher Yatzar between washing your hands and saying the bracha of Al Netil Siyadayim. So you can't wash, say Asher Yatzar, and then say Al Netil Siyadayim. If you first make a bracha Al Netil Siyadayim, v'achar kach Asher Yatzar, have a hefsik bein birchas netila lahamoitzi. If you're going to first say al netil siyadayim and then say asher yatzar, you're being mafsik between the bracha of netila and the bracha of hamoitzi with asher yatzar. So you say, I have a great idea. I'll wash my hands. I'll say Netilas Yadayim. I'll make Hamayitzi. I'll eat the bread. And then after I eat a little bread, I'll make a bracha of Asher Yatzar. Ulahaniach melevarech berchas Asher Yatzar ad acher berchas Hamayitzi gam kein ein nachayin. To delay the recitation of Asher Yatzar after Hamayitzi is also not correct. The obligation to say Asher Yatzar devolves upon you immediately when you do your needs. You shouldn't delay it so much. You shouldn't delay it a minute. Okay, so this from here we see a very important halacha. That when you come out of the bathroom, you need to wash your hands. And how much time do you have to say Asher Yatzar? You should say it immediately. You should not delay it. Do not delay it. So all three possibilities don't work. To first say Asher Yatzar and then say Netilas Yadayim, you're being mafsik between washing and the bracha of Netilas Yadayim. To first say Netilas Yadayim and then Asher Yatzar, you're being mafsik with the Asher Yatzar between the Netilas Yadayim and Hamotzi. To delay Asher Yatzar until after you eat the bread, you've delayed it too much. So now, what do? You wash twice. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. You first wash your hands and you say Asher Yatzar. Then you wash your hands and you say Netilas Yadayim. Comes the Mishnah Berurah, and the Mishnah Berurah adds a critical addition to the Mechaber. The Kasu HaAchroinim, say the Achroinim, namely the Magen Avram, and the Graz and the Chayat Nadar Chayim and the Yad Aroin, they say, Ditzarach Li Zoher Shloi Lito B'Pam Arisha Netila Gemura, when you come out of the bathroom, and you're going to be washing first for Asher Yatzar and then Netilas Yadayim. Make sure that when you wash for Asher Yatzar, it's not a complete washing. Verak ma'at mishum nekiyas, just a little bit of water for cleanliness. Di lav hachi, otherwise, hare nitaru yadu pamarisha, and your hands are already clean. Ve'ein shaykh levarich oid al netila shniya, it's not shaykh to make a bracha on the second netila. Ve'chanal besimin kufnun chesiv zayin. So you got it? Here's a procedure. You come out of the bathroom, you wash without a cup, a little bit, just to get your hands clean, a minimal amount. Do not use a revius. Do not use a revius. Do not use a revius. Then you say the bracha Asher Yatzar, and then you wash a Netila Gemura for Netilas Yadayim.
Are they clean or not? Do they have to be clean?
They're hygienically clean, but they're not halachically clean. You've gotten...
Don't they have to be halachically clean to say Asher Yatzar?
No, they don't.
Why not just make it clean and put your hands in your head and scratch your head for a second and then do all the tefillah?
Because that's being goyrein bracha she'ena tzricha. Because if you did clean it, right? Let's say you cleaned it well for Asher Yatzar, then... You're now to dafka scratch your head and then make al Netilas Yadayim. So don't make Netilas Yadayim. Say I'm hungry, okay? But your hands are clean now. You can't proactively put your situation where you have a chiv to make a bracha that you were not mechuyev in a moment ago because your hands were clean. That's called gram bracha shein tzricha. Vada.
Why do you have to make the bracha if your hands are clean?
Because the chachamim were mesakin to make the bracha.
When your hands are dirty. Clean.
No, always. It's just you can't execute it. In order to eat bread, you have to make al Netilas Yadayim. It's just you have a problem with that nusach because you can't say v'tzivanu. But on the other hand, you can't eat bread without saying it. Look what he says, v'da. Diyesh kama poiskim shasvir lehu. Da asher yatzar lo yaveh hefzik ben berchus netilah amaytzi. Many poiskim say, asher yatzar is not a hefzik between Netilas Yadayim and amaytzi. Mishum da hakol tzarch taras yadayim. Hey, feed the cow. The same way you're allowed to say, let's say like this, you have a cow in your backyard. Most people have cows in their back. Most people who have cows in their backyard have cows in their backyard. So those people, they wash until Siyadayim, and now they realize they didn't feed Elsie. But you can't eat before Elsie eats. So before you say Hamoitzi, you say, Sprinza, feed Elsie. And she's going to say, you feed Elsie. So, or maybe not. Maybe she'll feed Elsie. I don't know. But That's not a hefsek. Gabel Torah is not a hefsek. Valkein and b'di'evet natal netila achas kedin. If b'di'evet you wash one netila kedin, l'shem netila la'achila, then what do you do? Make yivarech mitchila antil sidaim. Then say asher yatzar. D'yesh l'smaychal apoiskim elu. Now. Okay, so let's examine a few things. What does it mean? Let's talk about delaying Asher Yatzar. You know, there's a hiddur of the Marami Rotenberg that when you say Tfilas Hadarach, you want to juxtapose it to another bracha, right? So some people, before they make Tfilas Hadarach, they'll make Ala Michya or a maybe even a bar nefashos, that's questionable. Let's say a person leaves the house and has to make an Asher Yatzar, but wants to delay the recitation of the Asher Yatzar to before he says Tfilas Hadarach to Mekayim the Chumrah of being Masmech Tfilas Hadarach to another bracha, Reb Chaim Knievsky says you could delay it under those circumstances. Now, Mendy was asking, don't you need to wash a halachically acceptable Netila for Asher Yatzar? Now, why would that be? Do you? You just have to get your hands clean. Well, there is a concept of Ruach Ra in the bathroom. So for Ruach Ra, don't you need a kli? So, we did see earlier that if you don't have a kli shalem, you could use a kli menuka of Lahavir HaRuach Ra. Rav Vosner would do as follows. Rav Vosner did. He would wash just till the ends of his fingers, say Asher Yatzar, and then wash his whole hand for Netil Sidayim. Now, what I do is I don't use a cup. First I wash straight from the sink. He says, Rabbi Tzion Abba Shaul says, based on what we said, that you should not wash your hands from the faucet for Hamoitzi. So then the first washing, just wash from the sink, and then you wash, you could wash your whole hand with a kli. Now, I do more than that, and I don't think that is going to work. It also says, Rav Shlomo Zalman, I also use less than Revius. Because you use less than Revius, your hands are not ritually clean. They're hygienically clean, but they're not clean from Alts Tahara. So he says Rav Tzion Abba Shaul and Rav Shlomo Zalman would wash from the sink. L'chayro, you should also be makbid not to use Revius, because once you use Revius, how could you make a bracha of the tzivanu on the Tilsi Adayim when your hands are technically clean, although you are not Yotze the mitzvah? Now, he brings over here that the Chazoinish says the minog is to be mekel, to wash one time, to say Netil Siyadayim, and then to say Asher Yatzar. Rav Sternbach brings, no, not Rav Sternbach, in the Sefer Dinim V'Hanhagais, he brings that's what the Chazoinish did. He only washed once. Rav Moshe Schneider, quoted in Rav Moshe Sternbach, says one time he saw the Chafetz Chaim leaving the bathroom and he only washed his hand once and he said Al Netilas Yadayim, and after he dried it he said Asher Yatzar. Okay, I don't think that has any bearing on anything. What the guy one time saw the Chafetz Chaim do. What about, well, he's the only person who ever saw the Chafetz Chaim. Also, I don't know how much water the Chafetz Chaim had over there. Lamaisa, with all of that, the halacha is like the Mishnah Berurah says. Namely, you wash twice. The first time you wash not Netila Gemura. One second. Yeah. By the way, what I do, I want to say what I do, is based on the Mishnah Berurah. Because here he says that Reb Shlomo Zalman and Rabbi Tzion Abishol would wash from the faucet. Like I mentioned, I don't think that's good enough. Why? Look in the words of the Mishnah Berurah. When I say good enough, I mean good enough to fulfill what the Mishnah Berurah says. V'kasu achroinim, right? He's quoting, the Mishnah Berurah is quoting the Magen Avraham, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Chai Adam, the Nesivos, that the Tzorch Yisrael Shalolit Amrisha Netila Gemura V'rak Me'at. Me'at. Meaning you can't put your hands under the faucet and completely wash them. Just a little bit. Just a little bit. Mishum nekios di lav hachia rei nitru yadu pam rishon meishag levarach od nitru shnir v'chanal. V'da, di yej kama poskim shesvilu lashir. Okay, fine. Now, v'al kein, in b'dievet natal netila achas kadin l'shem netila l'achila yivarach mitchel netil sedayim, and then asher yatzar, because you can rely on these poskim. V'hu adin, let's say it's hard to wash twice. Yital achas, and it's not a hefsek. So that's what I'll do if I'm on an airplane. If you're on an airplane, you know, you're lucky if they let you go in there one time. You're gonna go in there, think about what you have to do. You know, let's say you're on the airplane, you go to the bathroom before you wash. So you're going to go into the bathroom. You're going to wash your hands for Netilas Yadayim. Yeah? You're going to come... You're going to the bathroom. You're going to wash your hands Asher Yatzar. You're going to go out of the bathroom, say the Asher Yatzar. You're going to go back into the bathroom. You know, there are four guys standing there in the line. After a minute after you came out, you're going to wait online again. No, it's okay. I have my cup. You're going to come out with your cup dripping wet. So under those circumstances, then I'll do it once. Okay? So if you're in the comfort of your home and you went to the bathroom for a meal, the best thing to do is come out of the bathroom, you wash your hands, you say Asher Yatzar, you wash a little bit less than Arvias, and then you wash again and you say Netilas Yadayim. If you're in some kind of compromised situation, you wash your hands, you say Netilas Yadayim, and you make the Asher Yatzar immediately. You don't wait until after you eat a little bit of the bread. Okay. Kaseh Magen Avram, Deha Oysa Tzrachav Be'emtza Suda. What if you wash your hands in the middle of a meal? So we said if you wash your hands... I'm sorry. What if somebody goes to the bathroom in the middle of a meal? So we said if somebody defecates in the middle of a meal, then they have to make Netilas Yadayim again. So do they also wash their hands, say Asher Yatzar, and wash again, and say Al Netilas Yadayim? No, not in that case. Says Magen Avraham, Do Yisrach Vem Tzasulo Kuliyam Noita Rak Pamachas, Umevarech Al Netilas Yadayim, V'achar Kach Asher Yatzar, Kivan De'in Tzrach Levarech Hamoitzi, since you don't have to say Hamoitzi. So since you don't have to say Hamoitzi, there's no Hefsek. You could say Netilas Yadayim, and then you could say Asher Yatzar. Okay. Thank you very much. Hang in there. One second.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.